This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Foster care is often talked about, you know, in systems and processes, but at its heart, it's about identity, belonging, and feeling seen. Well, in the studio with us is Maddie Stone, a foster carer with Auschild, sharing her firsthand experience of supporting young people and how that journey reshaped her own sense of self along the way. Maddie, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much. Thanks for inviting me in.
It's great to have you here. Take us back to when you first decided to become a foster carer. What made you decide to do that?
I've wanted to do it for years. Honestly, I think I just watched Big Daddy one too many times growing up. Do you remember that with Adam Sandler?
And that was your motivation.
Absolutely. Is that not enough?
Now, you've supported several young people.
Yes.
Over different lengths of time. How does each new placement, I suppose, change, impact your daily life at home when you get someone?
I suppose every child is so different. And I think I really take an approach of meeting the child where they're at. When they come to you, quite often they do have a few, different behaviours, as every child does. But usually it's a bit more because of the trauma that these children have been through. Second child I had, she was with me for 18 months, so she had ADHD, and she was just polar opposite of the child who's currently in my care. So I definitely had to meet their needs in very different ways. Everything that I did with her suddenly didn't work with the new child that I have, because they're just so different, individuals.
What sort of impact can you have on a child's life when you do foster care? What impact have you had on their lives?
I think just being able to, give them that safety and security. A lot of the children that have come into my care, they've had so many placements before me, and that's a lot of upheaval in their lives. Just being in the foster care system is a trauma in itself. Being separated from your family is incredibly difficult. So to just give them that safety and security and safe place where they can just sort of be themselves, and, you got to ride the wave of the behaviours a bit, and they know that whatever they try, you're not going to, overreact. They might have a different reaction or reject them as well, is a huge thing. So I find that sometimes I don't even need to address the behavior, but just by giving them that space and that consistency, their whole world changes. Just the development through that is huge.
Does it take a while to develop that trust to where they say, I trust Maddie?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially for children who have been to so many placements. They're just waiting for you to, slip something up or give up and say, this is too much. Sometimes they test you as well. They're like, well, you're not going to last, so let's see what I can do. Let me reject you first before you reject me.
And what happens when they find out that you're not going to reject them?
Yeah, it's a huge change. We tend to call the first 3 months to like the honeymoon period. They're just getting to know you, getting to know where they stand. And then after that, they sort of relax and settle in. And, that trust can be then built upon. And it is sometimes you've got to sort of test yourself of like, no, I said today we're going to the park. So today we are going to the park. You've got to be quite strict with yourself to make sure you keep that consistency.
We're chatting with foster carer Maddie Stone from Auschild about foster care and the lived experience. Now, you've been open about learning more about yourself through fostering. How has caring for others sort of prompted reflection about yourself and your own identity?
Thank you. I'm neurodiverse and I'm also queer. Neurodiverse was one of the huge things. It actually happened back in when I was a childcare worker. So I was having a bit of a discussion with one of my colleagues about one of the toddler children, thinking, oh, you know, I think he's ADHD. And she said, oh, I think he's ADD. And we sort of went, well, what was the difference? We didn't know. So we went off, did some research and went, oh, that's me, that's me, that's me. So having these experiences of learning through for the child has sort of helped learn for myself as well.
I was going to ask you about that. How does understanding, I suppose, difference influence how you respond to their behaviour when you do understand what the child is about?
Yeah, I think it's really important to look at the why behind the behaviour. I just think it's more sort of proactive to be, you know, a different sort of, sorry, I'm trying to not ramble on forever. I guess authoritative parenting, mm-hmm. they call it these days, or gentle parenting, where you're actually trying to understand, you know, what the child's been through. You know, one of the children I looked after, for example, she would ramp up before bedtime. And
when you say ramp up, you mean?
I have a meltdown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it would be generally around brushing her teeth. So now, you know, we'd go away and I'd work with Ozchild, discuss it with them. And, you know, we were seeing the same pattern of every night before she had to brush her teeth. Mm-hmm. Then she would have a meltdown. Like, is it because she doesn't want to go to bed? But we actually discovered it was the sensory feeling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so a lot of autistic people struggle with different sensory tasks, and that was her trigger. So, yeah, it was then we were able to look at, well, how can we support her picking different toothbrushes, different toothpaste? And we found the one that worked for her. And
did that stop the meltdowns?
It did, yeah.
That's amazing. Do you find, like a lot of people try foster caring and perhaps don't necessarily get through that first, you called it the honeymoon period. Yep. Is that's the most difficult period. Do you find a lot of people can't get through that period and perhaps don't realise that there's help that they can reach out for?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think especially in the past few years, we've had so much going on in our world. So to then put your hand up and say, you know, help a child is huge in itself. And I don't think people realise just how much help there is through Ozchild. I've definitely reaching out to other carers, I found that, you know, we did some training through Ozchild, as I'm sure most foster care agencies would. But I just learnt so much from the other carers. So they set me up with a buddy. So I would just call her at any time, day or night. And say, oh, you know, this is happening, you know, what would you do? And so to be able to have that support from people who have been through the exact same thing that you're going through or very similar was just a wealth of knowledge, yeah.
Would you encourage others to do it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's the best thing I've ever done.
Now, we know fostering can be emotionally demanding, and Maddie, you're human. Like just like the child that you foster as well. What helps you look after yourself while, you know, staying there and being there for the kid as well?
I think probably being part of community is a huge thing for me. So to bring it back to your question before as well, you know, being part of the queer community, the girl I was talking about before, she was actually Aboriginal. So we would go out once a week to a local gathering place down in Hastings, which they're amazing people over there. And yeah, that was really my first experience of community. Obviously, it wasn't my community, but seeing her reaction to being in this safe place where she could just be herself and have all her mob around supporting her, made me quite jealous, to be honest. So yeah, that was the point where I thought about reaching out to my own community, because I'm sure you know we have a huge community, you just gotta look for it. And yeah, so that was a big part of it, reaching out, going to events, making friends. And so the more I talked about it, the more I realized actually we're everywhere.
what if you hadn't fostered these children, what could have happened to them?
A lot of the children I actually work with, they're either in residential care or on the way there due to so many placement breakdowns. Mm. So obviously being in a residential care facility, it's not a home. It's, you know, you've got people, workers there who they do their best, but they are on rotation. Mm. And so these kids just don't have their that stable placement or that parental figure. And as we know, kids grow up, and what happens to those kids once they age out and they haven't had that stable place, they don't have any family around them, they become members of the community. Mm. So it's definitely, a big reason and big motivator to help them now. And as I was talking about that child before, the work I did with her, she actually ended up going home. So very exciting.
That's amazing. How's it feel now, knowing that you've made such a big difference in these kids' life?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely huge. You know, I was so sad to say goodbye to her, but I was really proud of, you know, the work that I'd done with her and the work that she'd put in to be able to get her to a place where she was able to successfully, get out of that survival mode and regulate her emotions effectively. And also her family, they put in a ton of work to turn their lives around. And it was probably about a month before she left. We went on a walk with my neighbor, and the child whispered to her, and I have sort of a policy, like, we don't keep secrets, just, you know, for safety. When we got back, the neighbor sort of whispered, she said she wishes that she could be back home.
Oh.
Yeah, she misses her mum.
Oh, Maddie, what a story. Thank you so much for sharing it. Oh, that's brilliant. What a story. Thank you so much for sharing us. Thanks. And also your experience with fostering as well. We appreciate that today. Thank you. Thank you. That is Maddie Stone, a foster carer with AusChild. If you want more information, check out their website, which is auschild.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.